Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
Let's go uptown to Donna. Donna, welcome to the show. Good afternoon.
Yeah. Hey, Scoot. How you doing?
I'm good.
You know, you do seem a little obsessed with Marjorie Taylor Greene. I have to say, the past 2 days I've turned on the radio and you've been talking about her. But I really have to ask this question because I almost drove off the road. Your producer actually said, no matter what you might think of the Mueller investigation, we all know that Trump's 2016 election was crawling with Russians. Now, there were two impeachment trials. There was a very detailed corruption investigation by somebody that was not really a fan of Donald Trump's, and there was no Russian collusion found. So I think that Ian owes it to your listeners, and as do you, to tell us what Russians and what evidence he has that the Russians were crawling all over Donald Trump's campaign.
Okay, I've got to. It's back on my desk.
WWL.
It's back on my desk.
I think you've got to own that and it's explain back to your listeners what that evidence is.
Donna,
Thank you.
Is that it?
That's it.
Okay. Well, I've got it back on my desk. I'll go get it during a break and bring it here. I think Ian was talking about like Facebook and social media. There were Russian plants. The CIA, the FBI knew this. There were Russian plants there. I'm not obsessed with Marjorie Taylor Greene, Donna, but when somebody puts themselves in the news on a regular basis, we talk about them. It's really that simple. And I think you really should call her and say, hey, listen, Marjorie Taylor Greene, shut up so people don't talk about you the way they're talking about you. We talk about things that we observe in the news and things that are popular in the news at the time. And Marjorie Taylor Greene, and we're starting to see more and more of this, mainstream Republicans are finally starting to shout down the right-wing radicals. Now,
there were Russians involved in...
They weren't involved. That's my question. Let me finish this. Donna, they weren't involved in the results of the election. They were involved in trying to sway voters. And they did apparently they did a successful job of swaying some voters, because there were people who were tuning in and going on social media and Facebook pages that the government knows were set up by Russians, and they were trying to get information on people so they could spread rumors that would make Donald Trump look better. So that's pretty much known. And, you know, Ian wanted to make a comment.
Hey, Donna, just quick, and I'm not trying to put you on the spot or embarrass you or anything, but these are just the minimum questions that I have to ask when someone comes at me with this sort of thing. Konstantin Kalimnik, do you know who that is, ma'am?
No, who's Konstantin Kalimnik?
Konstantin Kalimnik is a Russian intelligence operative who was secretly meeting with Paul Manafort while Paul Manafort was running Donald Trump's campaign. Paul Manafort was managing
Let me just finish this.
Oh, yes, he did. He absolutely did. The Mueller investigation revealed that Paul Manafort had been meeting with Konstantin Kalimnik, giving him internal polling data. Why would he be doing that? Let me just get this out, ma'am. The Mueller report found that, and the Durham report did not dispute it. Furthermore, the Senate Intelligence Committee, the bipartisan Senate Intelligence Committee found the same thing. They didn't dispute any of this. If you think that there was no evidence of collusion in the Mueller report, you don't have to take my word for it. Go and read the bipartisan Senate Intel Committee, which, may I remind you, was being chaired by Republicans at the time.
Was in the Biden campaign.
So now we're just moving the goalpost. You're not going to answer my question.
Yeah,
you're just going to shift to something else.
I'm telling you, you're only telling half the story.
We're not telling half the story.
No, we're not telling half the story. If we're talking about the Saints and suddenly you decide you want to talk about the Pelicans instead, that's you just changing the boundaries of the conversation, ma'am.
You never, ever talk about anything except right-wing.
All right, Donna, I just explained this on the air. There are radio shows that all they do is talk about left-wing radicals. Do you call them and say, why do you only talk about left-wing radicals? I'm not going to give any shows the credit on this show, so I'm not going to name any names, but there are conservative shows all over this country. I'm open to opinions.
You have no prejudice.
I have plenty prejudices. I have prejudice against misinformation. I have prejudice against gullible Americans. I have prejudice against a lot of things.
Gullible Americans. Okay. All right.
So I admit I've got prejudice. Yes, I do. I don't know why you think
you're
I don't.
Donna,
very apparent.
Can I just say this? We can have a conversation about the Biden campaign in 2020 or the Hillary Clinton campaign in 2016.
Why don't you do it?
Let me finish this sentence, ma'am. I just really answered your question in a pretty thorough, detailed, bulletproof way, and I would love to hear you acknowledge that and say, okay, interesting, Ian. You weren't lying. You weren't wrong. I'll look into it.
No. I don't think you're lying. I think you are spreading misinformation that somehow that 2016 campaign was the result of Russian interference.
I think you're misinterpreting.
And the Mueller report specifically found that was not true.
That is not what the Mueller report found.
Donna,
what are you talking about?
Donna,
do you think you read the Mueller report on the back of an oatmeal packet, ma'am? You can't just say that the Mueller report didn't find that when the Mueller report absolutely did find that.
The Mueller report was that the election was not swayed by Russian intelligence.
That doesn't mean that there weren't Russian intelligence operatives involved in the campaign and trying to influence it.
In every campaign, Ian.
No, you can't both sides your way out of this one, Donna. That is not the case.
Donna, listen, there are plenty of shows for you. I mean, this is a show that we are an alternative to right-wing radical radio that only bashes Biden and left-wing radicals every day. And we talk about things that people like you don't want to hear, and so those other stations don't tell you this stuff. They're not going to tell you the things that we tell you. They're not going to talk about the things that we talk about. And so obviously, the truth and these things that are reality are making you very, very uncomfortable. I'm sorry about that, but that's what we do on our show.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.